Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette image expert, speaker, author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, my name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
And today is Sunday, October 4th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's been a lovely day here, and I hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you all are listening. Well, of course, Denise, on this evening's show, we'll discuss school etiquette. And, of course, since school has been back in sessions for a while, we want to know what's going on in the school systems around the country in regards to manners and respect and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been looking forward to doing this show. We're doing it a little later this year because we wanted to make sure that there was prime time enough for people to be able to comment on it. So if you would, I'm going to give you our number, which is 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, once again, welcome everyone. Welcome to our loyal listeners as well. And a special welcome goes out to our new listeners. Thanks so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family, and we are so delighted that you have decided to spend part of your evening with us. Now, we are blessed, as we know, to have listeners of all ages, and we want to take a brief moment just simply to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Now, of course, as we say every week, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these particular rules, people make living each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. Therefore, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is the basic origin of etiquette. But you know what? Just in case you forget all of that, just remember that etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Okay? Well, Denise, how are you this evening?
I am doing very well. As you said, Donna, today was very beautiful. Warm, pretty sunshine. I hope it's that way tomorrow.
Yes, I think they are forecasting a little more rain. I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
But
and a little bit cooler, I think, too.
Yeah, they did say with the rain front along, well, the temperatures are going to drop. And I guess it is October, huh? So it may be time.
I don't know.
But anyway, of course, around the country, school's been back in session probably for about the last 4 to 8 weeks, and that's depending on, you know, where you live in the country. I know in the southern tier, school started, I believe it was the second week of August, you know, kind of early. But in some of the other regions, it started after Labor Day. So, you know, it's been about 4 to 8 weeks. So what we want to know is what kind of behavior are you guys seeing in the schools? And we would love to hear from you, whether you're a student, an administrator, You could be a staff member, you could be a parent, or just whomever. We just certainly would like your comments on what's going on. We're always hearing that, you know, children are out of control and, you know, they're disrespectful and so on and so forth. And so, you know, we want to certainly talk about what you've experienced or what you are currently experiencing with this particular topic. And you guys can just, you know, call us or email us to let us know. And hopefully, you know, students are certainly passing the back-to-school etiquette test and are performing with positive behavior or good etiquette, if you will. And once again, you can let us know. It's 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. And, of course, as always, we'll also give some etiquette tips on if the behavior is not, you know, positive, then we certainly want to help with that and be able to give some suggestions on how to turn that around. Because, of course, you know, at school, school is an institution to learn, right, Denise? And you used to teach
it. It certainly is. It certainly is, Donna. I know last year we did a show right around when school started as well, and the subject matter, I'm not sure if you're going to talk about that, but we talked about whose responsibility is it to teach manners,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the parents or the teachers.
Absolutely.
And I know you had done some studies and asked several people out there what they thought. And, of course, we had people to call in. But and if you missed those shows, you certainly can call in and give us your opinion as well. We're still, you know, taking calls for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your show last year was very, very interesting. It was very good, Donna, actually, because it was like a debate. You remember that show?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had mentioned some of the studies, and what was just so amazing is we took some polls.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, well, the major one was whose job is it to teach manners, and
mm-hmm.
we were a little alarmed because there were so many people saying that it was the school's job, and
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that it was the school's job because they said that is where the child spends the most of their time during the day. And of course, you know, we beg to differ with that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, just to the point, the role and responsibility of teaching children manners and character is the parent. It really is. And by the time that your child gets to school, the teachers and staff, they should only have to reinforce the manners that the parents have taught. But, of course, you know, we have found that if these children do not possess, you know, these good manners, then there's nothing for the teacher to reinforce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and as a matter of fact, about, I think it's been about 12 years ago since our particular governor mandated character education. And as far as the, you know, the classroom and kind of one additional thing for a lot of the teachers to have to do. But since the children quite naturally were so out of control, somebody had to step in and do something. So, being said, so many other states around the country also implemented the character education. And you know, my point with that was, I mean, you don't even necessarily know the character of your teacher. So, you know, and I know teachers are in the classroom and they're doing as best they can, especially
uh-huh.
when they're having to deal with these types of, you know, discipline problems and behavioral problems, if you will. But I would think that it's the parent that would want to teach their children that character because quite naturally, you know, you would want your children, I would think, to possess those types of character traits that you have or that you have taught them. But, you know, here again, the debate is with if you haven't taught them, then quite naturally somebody's going to try to step in to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, if the parent hasn't done it, then they need to be receptive of the teachers that are certainly trying to. And so yeah, you're right, Denise. That was quite a bit of a debate.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of parents have to really, really understand, especially a lot of the younger parents, because we're seeing, you know, younger parents quite frequently. And a lot of the younger parents really have to understand that it is their job and responsibility to try to make sure that their children are respectful and
mm-hmm.
responsible. So it's just, you know, it's imperative. And, of course, you know, most school systems around the country, you know, are all reporting the same thing. So many of the children are out of control. And it's so unfortunate
mm-hmm.
and so unfair to so many of the wonderful teachers that are in the classroom really trying to make a difference.
Right.
But, you know, they're trying, they have to be oftentimes a policeman as well,
uh-huh.
you know, and that is so very unfair to them. But once again, our number is 347-324-3295. Please feel free to call in with your suggestion. We're going to go ahead and go to our first caller, and it's extension 3346. Hello, thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi there. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? And what is your comment today?
Hi. My name is Deborah, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an educator.
Okay.
And I agree with a lot that you said. I teach middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm past the elementary stage. I'm in that stage of adolescence. Where a lot of good or bad habits have developed.
Mm-hmm.
And at the grade that, at the level that we're teaching in middle school, it's very difficult to deal with bad behavior. I feel that our hands are tied because of a lot of the laws. The children know that our hands are tied, and there's only so much that can be done about their behaviors. A lot of times I'm feeling that even though it's not necessarily that the parent has not taught the child
mm-hmm.
how to behave, it's a lot of times that the peer pressure at school has a lot to do with it also.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes parents are very surprised when they find out about their child's behavior at school. They will let you know that that can't be my child. That's not the same child that I have at home. And I find it somewhat difficult to make the parent understand that this is your child. He or she may act one way at home, but once they get around their peers, it's a totally different individual. And that's because they're going through that growing stage, that adolescent stage. I don't know what solution there may be other than the parent and the teachers teaming together.
Mm-hmm.
as one, to try to come together and collaborate as one, to try to help that child to develop more improved behavior and, you know, to be more successful
mm-hmm.
because of that, because I feel that they cannot be academically successful when behavior gets in the way, when you have to waste 10 minutes of the period dealing with discipline instead of teaching academics. So, like I said, I agree with you very much so that the parent has a large responsibility in teaching that child as far as behavior goes before the child even enters kindergarten.
Absolutely.
And I feel that myself as a teacher, it's not my responsibility to retrain the child or to teach the child this is the way you should behave. I feel that I should just be a support system to that parent as far as reiterating the behavior that it should be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
earlier, you know, it's the teacher's role is to reinforce, but
right.
there's nothing there. you know, it really creates, you know, it's really, really sad. And we have heard from so many educators and just know that without a doubt, discipline is just outweighing pretty much, or lack of discipline and respect is really outweighing, you know, that particular, just the academic day. And it's so unfortunate. And let me just say, I thank you so much for what you're doing. I don't know how long you've been in the classroom, but I thank you so much on behalf of Pages Etiquette and just, you know, parents in general, because we know that teaching is just not a simple job.
No, it's not.
And I certainly thank you for your comment. You're welcome to hold on with us. I want to pull in another caller, and if you would like to stay with us, I would love to have you.
All right.
We're going to get a few more comments. Let's see. Extension 1277. Hello, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Vivian. And I'm an educator, and I've been one for like 28 years, and I've taught special education.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it's the parents' job to teach etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
However, many parents are not equipped to teach their children etiquette. And I also have ran into a problem. I've taught on the middle school level and the high school level, and as the caller as previous caller just said, the students know that the teacher's hands are tied. And what I have encountered is that some parents feel offended if their children have limits set on their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it is perceived as being perceived as being mean to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents do not agree on setting boundaries. That is what I have been and a lot of times the parents are somewhat younger, and oftentimes if parents do teach etiquette, a lot of times they have been taught that themselves, and then they value that.
Mm-hmm.
So as teachers, we have to teach etiquette a lot of times, whether we want to or not, in order to gain control of the classroom and be able to be productive in teaching them academics. And that's what I have encountered over the last 28 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know that I have to do that. So it's not a choice thing.
Certainly. Well,
with dealing with special ed education
students. Yeah. Denise, are you
there? Yes, I am.
Denise, I know you also taught school, too, for quite some time. What were some of the things that you found as well? And I certainly do agree with both of the educators. But what did you – I think you taught a younger level. Was that correct?
Actually, I did teach a younger level, but they were so that group was extremely multi-handicapped. I taught junior high and high school during that time frame after that. But for 2 years, I dealt with behavior disordered and emotional disturbed children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that in itself is a challenge for a teacher. And what I encountered during those times, part of the problems that the children faced from an emotional standpoint was that their parents were not really that interested in them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So many times they would act out in class just to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So at home, perhaps the parents were working a lot and didn't have as much time for them, or the child required so much attention that if they didn't get it, then they would act out. When I taught that level of junior high and high school emotionally disturbed, I found that when I did give them some attention, that they were more receptive to learning.
Mm-hmm.
So both callers have said mainly that when they get control of the classroom, then they can teach academics. And sometimes a child just needs a little bit more, whether it's more work to do. Maybe they did the work already and they got finished quickly, Donna. Mm-hmm. And so they wanna cut up or act out or whatever it's called these days, and it gets everybody else in the classroom started. But in some cases, if that child finishes work faster, then you give them other things to challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes they were just outright unruly at some point anyway, again, just to get that attention. And when I gave them the correct attention, say, for example, I had a young lady who would act out because her parents would never come to her softball games in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. They worked or they were not just interested. They thought it was a waste of time, I guess. And one day she asked me if I would come. I went to her game. I never saw her play. I made sure she saw me there. She did come up and speak to me. I stayed maybe 5 minutes, Donna, and the next day she was totally different because she would act out in my classroom, but she was totally different because I gave her a little bit of attention.
Sure, sure.
So well, ladies, that's the kind of thing I dealt with in my classroom.
Wow. Well, ladies, if you all can hold on, and I have some emails that are coming to you, so if you can hold on just a second, we'll be right back after this commercial.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Okay, we are back, and in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about school etiquette this evening. We have some administrators on the line with us. And I would like to go, ladies, to some of the emails. We're getting several emails for the show this evening, and I want to just see if I can pull, and they're coming actually to you. It says, what should I do, Etiquette Lady, what should I do when I have a conflict with one of my children's teachers? It seems that nothing my daughter does is good enough, even though she makes good grades. My daughter is shy and doesn't speak up for herself. Her teacher thinks she needs to be more outgoing. I believe she is only there for the money and not for the love of teaching. Her attitude is children need to speak up for themselves. My daughter is in the third grade, and this is a concerned parent from Macon, Georgia. And either one of you ladies that may want to voice your opinion about this, of having a conflict with one of the children's teachers, and obviously the little girl must be about 8 years old. You think the teacher, do you think she might be being a little too hard on her or expecting a little too much on her at that particular age? Or obviously she may think that, you know, her personality dictates that she should be a little more outgoing. Mm-hmm. Either one of you want to?
This is Deborah. I have not experienced teaching elementary school children.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the same time, I know that all students, they don't bloom, as I call it, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some students, it takes a little bit longer to bloom and to be a little more outgoing. And the young lady at this stage of her growth, it just might be that she's taking a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
If she's doing well academically, that's good. The teacher might be trying to force her a little bit too early,
mm-hmm.
To be more outgoing. And I think that, it should be something that's collaboratively approached by the parent and the teacher, that maybe there are some things that can be worked on with that student to help her to develop to be a little more outgoing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think she needs to be forced to do so by that teacher. I don't know the teacher. I don't know maybe what's the reason
mm-hmm.
that the teacher is being or trying to drive her in that direction so early. Of course, the teacher may see some things within her daughter that the parent might not see within the classroom, where maybe being outgoing could help her a little more. But I think that's something that needs to maybe take a little bit more time in allowing her to become more outgoing. As I said, all students develop, you know, a little bit differently at the same stage, and she just might not be there right now.
Why don't you shout to hear you say that? And I noticed, yes, she is young. She's a very young girl,
yeah.
And like you said, if she's doing well academically, I wouldn't worry about too much socially.
Right.
I have another email, and this email is interesting. It's from, I am an educator in the Ohio public school system. Children are so rude and lack respect for authority. When parents come in for conferences, they are often defensive about why they had to come up to the school. Oftentimes, we have never seen the parents because they are not involved or seen until there is a problem. Parents need to understand that no matter how busy they are, they must find a way to be involved in their children's school life. In addition, they need to teach their children to be respectful. This is an administrator in the Ohio public school system. And you guys said that. I just want to just kind of reiterate that a little bit. It is a parent-teacher-student connection. And parents
yes.
have to be involved. It is imperative that you are involved and you form a relationship with that child's teacher and not just going up to the school when there is a problem. But if the child knows that, you know, the teacher as well as the parent has a relationship, then they're pretty much are not going to try too many things that are, you know, disrespectful or out of order, because they know that if the, you know, the teacher can call the mom and the mom says, okay, let me know any problem that you may have, and I will certainly make sure I take care of it. So you all just kind of speak just for another moment on how critical it is to develop a relationship. It has to be a teacher-parent relationship revolving around that student. It's imperative.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got about a minute. Wow, I can't believe it.
Oh, okay. Well, even though I'm the only one. Okay, my comment on that is the parent and the teacher, it's almost like a marriage
mm-hmm.
in trying to raise that child. And if that child sees that, well, I really can't get away with much
mm-hmm.
because my parents and this teacher have such a bonding relationship that they know what I'm up to. They have an understanding of what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm.
Then once that child, just like dealing with parents, once that child sees it, they can't put one against the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they see that's not going to work. I can't run home and tell my mom or my dad that, well, Miss So-and-so did this or that to me or said this or that to me. If the parent and the teacher has a good relationship and the parent knows, I know that she wouldn't do such a thing, there has to be some reason that you're coming home telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And that parent has no problem coming to the parent meetings that we have every month. I find out a lot of times that those kids that are doing very well academically mm-hmm. and behaving well, those are the parents that usually come continuously to PTSA meetings, to open house meetings. Those are the parents that are continuously there, which they are building a good relationship with their teachers.
Sure.
Those parents that we have to pull in and they only come in when that child gets in trouble, that's when there's not a good relationship.
Right. Well, ladies,
and usually the parents very defensive.
Right. We have to stick a pin in it. I can't believe we're out of time, ladies. Thank you so much for your valuable information. Thank you to those who send us emails. We're sorry we could not get to all of the emails, but we want to always say thanks for supporting our show and just listening and emailing. We appreciate it. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And thanks again for tuning in. We're going to have to pick up this conversation again in a school etiquette part two. Thanks again. Take care. Good night. And God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting etiquette topic.